It's business time.
Yes, it's time for the download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank here on 720 WGN. This is our weekly segment where we talk with CEOs and entrepreneurs about their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, a Chicago company dives into the world of modern parenting. Child monitoring devices aren't necessarily new, but the company Geobit amassed big money to launch their product, which improves upon the GPS technology used to track your kids. It's a device that lets you clip onto your shirt or belt and it tracks your child with more accuracy, being able to go both outdoors and indoors. The whole concept came when John Rinaldi had a scary parent moment at Millennium Park, losing his kid for over 20 minutes. This got the entrepreneur and former vice president at Motorola interested in this market. Geobit raised over $6 million to launch the product this year. And John Rinaldi, the CEO, in studio tonight. John, thanks for being here.
Appreciate it. Good evening. Thanks, man.
So I guess we start with the story. I mean, is that true? Is that just a piece of folklore? I mean, is there a business opportunity out of a possible misery?
Yeah, no. A couple years ago, my wife and I, we had not been. So totally unexpected what we're going to see. I did not expect what happened. So my daughter was, I think she was like 4 at the time. My son was 6. So we were more worried about her, right? Mm-hmm. Like she's just the kind of toddler age. So I had my in-laws with me, 3 adults on my daughter, and me and my son, because I got this. So we split up. I take him, and of course, I'm the one.
You're right. It always works that way.
I don't know what happened, whether it was the summer scenes in Chicago or whatever, but lost track of him pretty quick. After a couple minutes, if you're a parent, you got this tightness
in your
chest.
Yep.
After a few seconds, you're worried. After a few minutes, you're losing your mind. So kind of amassed a party posse to try to start tracking him down, yelling his name, tracked all over the park looking for him. Never found him. He found me. So I don't know if he kind of saw me the whole time. He tracked me down over about 20 minutes later. And at that time, I still was trying to get a hold of my wife. I was trying to call her over and she wasn't answering her phone. So I wasn't sure if I was more worried about what she would say or not finding him.
I mean, that whole experience, and it is one that is shared and relatable. People listening now have all had, there's one experience where you lose track of your kid. I mean, obviously there is a market that, comes out of that experience, child monitoring. And we're not talking about devices when kids are in the crib. We're talking about GPS watches and other wearables that have happened in the last 5 or 10 years where companies have said, hey, we can keep track of your toddlers. You're aware of that area. What makes Geobit, why get into that business in that area?
Totally.
Because you have to be competitive and you have to be somewhat new, but you're not reinventing the wheel.
Yeah. So after that, I didn't know anything about any of those products, quite frankly, which is part of the problem. A lot of people will just think Fitbit.
Right.
That must track. It tracks health, so it must track my kid too. So there's a general lack of awareness in this category in general that there's products out there. I think, some in the tech field at least know about them. But generally speaking, over 60, 70% of parents have no idea that these types of products exist. And I was one of them. Had no clue. But after that traumatic experience, I went out and researched and bought every probably 20, 30 different types of products, put them on my kids, strapped them on their wrists. and they were all just big, bulky, terrible battery life. My kids didn't want to wear them. They were very obvious. I mean, these are ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
Watches.
Yeah,
massive,
of course.
Things,
they're like
right?
The strange plastic things on wrists.
Yeah.
I've seen them. Yeah.
And as a child, even at 5, they know. Like they're already cognizant of what other kids are going to think and what other parents think. What's this mean? And so to me, what was apparent, not just that they didn't fit or that the engineering was terrible and the battery life was all those things that made sense to me as a parent, but my kids just wouldn't wear them, because they were afraid to get made fun of at school or the teachers would make them take them off. And so to me, the kind of the genesis of this story was take this learning and what I went through as a real customer. Looking back at things like battery life, these things lasted a day. I'm not going to use this thing. I got to charge so many other tablets and phones and everything else in my house. This thing's got to last weeks. It's got to be super tiny and discreet. It can't go on their wrist. Kids mm-hmm. don't want to, at that age, right? Wrist watches are a thing for adults,
right?
And I think they see some of that where they want to emulate maybe an Apple Watch, but these Dick Tracy watches, they're massive.
Well, what's great about the story and what makes it great to talk about when you talk about the download in Chicago business is just this idea of improving upon You know, these are the early adapters, if you will, of this technology. And for you to come in, what makes, from your background at Motorola and other places, and being in the tech area, is that what you bring to the table? Not just the idea that you know how to improve upon a product, but also the relationships to be able to go to people and say, I've got an improvement, let's invest.
Yeah. You know, I think in this area, in tech in general, there's lots of times where being first to market doesn't mean that that's the winner. Whether it was Apple with the smartphone. They weren't the first one. Motorola had a smartphone years before.
Right, right.
A touchscreen device. U.S. carriers said, no customers want that. That's just for the Chinese market. There were smart thermostats before Nest. And so it takes a team that's going to look at the user experience, design, form factor, usage, all of the things that are going to make this special. And identifying those things that are going to make people really, those magic moments are going to make people say, wow. And so for us, we found pretty quickly that, you know, just as a parent and then researching this more, doing in-home studies, we found that, you know, not only was the form factor a big problem, not only was design a big problem, no, engineering was a big problem. But this idea of having something that was really worry-free, I didn't have to worry about constantly charging this. In a sense, our job that we're doing is relieving stress and anxiety for the parent. Give your kids some more freedom.
Is that how you approach investors? I mean, is that the when you're talking about a pitch? I mean, right off the bat, I mean, those stories about Apple or about Nest, those are stories that relate to everybody. I mean, anyone in a room say, I guess you're right. Yeah, there were other products before these products hit. And then secondly, the idea that you are selling to something that you are fixing for people, anxiety, stress, worry, those kind of things.
And to some extent also, the market, while these aren't new ideas, there's been ideas like for the smartphone. Sometimes it takes the market a time to be ready for it. And we have now millennials that are starting to have kids. Their first babies are fur babies, and then there's their kids.
Right.
And now they're starting to have real kids. And so you have a market that's coming together at the same time that the technology has evolved to do something about it. So it takes an old idea, perfects it, takes it to the next level, and it takes a group of really talented engineers and designers to pull this off. And fortunately, we've been super blessed by having a great network here in Chicago and out west too to help us with that.
John Rinaldi is the CEO and co-founder of Jiobit. That's J-I-O-B-I-T, a child monitoring device that is here in Chicago. It's about to launch. The product's about to launch. Let's talk about that process when we return here on The Download in Chicago Business. John Rinaldi, my guest. Stay with us.
It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
It is The Download in Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. John Rinaldi in studio. He's the CEO and co-founder of Jiobit, new child monitoring device, GPS device that really improves upon the technology that of a lot of devices that have been out there to successfully monitor your kids. And right away, I mean, you kind of said it at the beginning of the segment about a lot of people they just don't know the market. They don't know these devices exist. But then the ones that do also are aware of some of the challenges that go along with GPS tracking. Most notably that the wrong people track. I mean, in open source, people can hack it and you don't, people that you don't want tracking your loved ones are tracking your loved ones. How do you deal with that kind of, storyline that comes around GPS monitoring devices?
It's probably the second question that we get. and we knew that going in right away, we needed to be not just a little bit better, but just take it on straight on and really over-engineer it in security. So it wasn't just about doing the bare minimum. It was going to make this, you know, to the same levels that, say, like the military would use for security, something that the wearable industry this industry had never done before. So we took on a very ambitious project to implement some technologies around encryption that go light years above the standards. And what that means is that the device not only has the data encrypted in every single transaction, it's encrypted on the device itself. And it uses the same type of technology that's in like your chip and PIN credit card. So in the factory, we burn in these encryption keys actually into the silicon. And so if that technology more or less is cracked, we've got bigger problems in this world. It means your credit card's hacked
right.
inside of your credit card itself. So that tape, like that smart chip, that's a similar type of technology.
Does that change when you want to get in the business, especially in the business of tech, and when you talk about GPS and location devices, things of that nature? Do you have to start thinking that way when you're raising capital and thinking about investment, that it's going to cost a little bit more to make these because of the security issues?
Totally. Not just security issues, but anything. In a startup, there's so many unknowns when you get going. You think, you think you know everything, but you don't. There's so many of the unknown unknowns out there. And so you always try to budget for that risk, budget for those delays. And we're no different. We were well on our product. We were probably only 6 months away from launching last year. And we came into a massive antenna issue where we couldn't have a product. While it would work great in the office, work great in some small beta trials, it wasn't something that was going to work reliably all the time. And this type of product needs to, right? I mean, this is something where you can't just, like, your kid runs away, like, oh,
No, that's what you're selling. You're selling that, right?
And so the antenna system, the reliability of the radios and those had to be that of what you'd expect from your smartphone, and so or beyond. And so we made that hard call that we just weren't there. And we had to reset the clock. It cost us about 3 months delay and a couple $100,000.
I think about your time as a VP at Motorola, and I think about the early days of tech here in Chicago, where there was a lot of rollout deadlines and this product is coming out. But now it's not, because we're working in this technology. I mean, what have you taken from that job, from working at such a big tech company and one that has had a lot of ups and downs in its time, and brought to Geobit?
So certainly the technology, the wherewithal of building consumer electronics, bringing a team to bear, all contributed massively to this. At least you know going into it some of the risks, right? There's a lot of teams in IoT and connected hardware that just don't even know what they're getting into. So to some extent, we at least knew some of the risks. We knew some of those areas that would be challenging to us and how to recover. The best teams, I think, are those that then can recover quickly and fail fast, fail often. Hopefully not too often. So I think that knowledge coming in was super important. And you have to keep a deadline, no doubt. But at the same time, you can't, like, as we said, we're not going to go out there and ship a subpar product. There's a lot of expectations for this, so you've got to think about that and make sure you're delivering those.
It is yet to be launched, and when you look on the web, if you look on the articles that are written about your company, and even the idea of raising over $6 million in capital, you almost get the idea that this has been around forever. I mean, everything about it—the videos, the marketing—it does. It feels like I just need to find the little cart to buy this right now. Yep. But it hasn't launched yet. Talk about this. Is that the strategy to make this feel like it's a household item before it's actually available?
Well, I think, to some extent, many hardware companies and consumer electronics, the death sentence can be going into retail or going too wide too fast. If you've got a small hardware issue, you've got to recall 10, 20, 30,000, 50,000, 100,000 of units that can immediately tank you. You can't recover that from being a small company. So it's about really having control over your distribution channels in the beginning. And luckily, over the past 10 years, we've been blessed with e-commerce, allowing that to really proliferate and allow smaller companies fairly inexpensively to be able to distribute those products. With the advent of digital marketing, Facebook, others, you can acquire customers at a reasonable rate. So it's getting them familiar with your brand, taking ownership and control of that, and then over time starting to.
And when's it going to be launched?
Hopefully here in the next couple months.
All right. So my last question is just about Chicago. You spent your time at Motorola. I mean, obviously that company has birthed a lot of tech companies and also tech people in this town. A lot of times people getting laid off or downsized out of those towns. But talk about why set this up in Chicago, because a lot of people out west as well for this company. What is it about Chicago that keeps you here?
Yeah. So one of my ex-bosses, who I'll remain nameless, but let's just say he's a very high executive out west with a company you all know. and when I met with him, I mentioned that I was thinking about starting my business. He looked at me and goes, "Don't start a business out here. Start in Chicago." And the reason why is attrition is super, it's a massive problem. It's super high out west. People in Chicago, generally speaking, are more loyal. They're more passionate about those things. They're going to stick with it. And generally speaking, it's a lower cost to acquire them. So, very dollars and cents speaking, you can acquire let's call them just as good, if not better people at a much lower cost, and people that will be more passionate about your business, your product, and stick with you versus constantly worrying about replacing them every 18 months because they went to the next whiz-bang thing down the street. So I took that to heart. And unfortunately, I've born and raised here. I know a lot of folks out west. We have a team in Menlo Park. They're awesome. They're fantastic people, and they're super loyal and great folks too. But you know, for their hardware team and for the majority of the company, we chose Chicago for some of those reasons.
John Rinaldi is the co-founder and CEO of Geobit, J-I-O-B-I-T, which is a GPS child tracking service, which will be out soon here in Chicago, and our guest tonight on Download in Chicago Business. John, thanks for being here, man. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.